to New York.
What is this number?
50.
That's right.
We pull out our new copy of 50 Cities by Gabrielle Balkin.
This is 50 Cities of the United States.
The bright yellow coffee table book features a large picture of the United States with colorful icons of sights from sea to sea.
There is Indonesia.
No. Max and Veronica's interests have been piqued.
Things that you can do in 50 different cities.
We turn to the page that features Indianapolis.
42.
Balkin, the author, actually grew up in Indy. In an email, she says it's a great place to be a kid with an incredible mix of culture, athletics, and nature. Every city that's highlighted in the book includes a fun map and an hour-by-hour list of things to do for a day in Indianapolis. First stop, Holiday Park.
What do they look like?
The remains, or ruins, of a turn-of-the-century New York building came to Indianapolis in the 50s.
Statues that they're being crushed.
Looks like maybe they're holding up the building.
The statue, Races of Man, features three massive figures, African-American, Asian, and Caucasian, holding up the building together.
No, it's crying.
The newly rehabbed ruins features two fountains and other surprising sculptures and comfy benches to take in the sight.
Little bronze animals.
Snake, frog, turtle frog.
It's a beautiful early September day, and our next stop is the Indianapolis Arts Center in Broad Ripple.
All right, it says 2 p.m., which we're actually pretty close. Visit the Arts Park, the 12-acre garden at the Indianapolis Arts Center. You can take a selfie in front of John McNaughton's Twisted House, a lopsided cedar house whose roof hits the ground. See it?
Yeah, I wish I could go in.
All right, let's take a picture. Everybody get in. Say Twisted House.
Twisted House!
The grounds of the center feature an arts park packed with sculptures and interactive exhibits. A large bright blue piece looks to resemble a raindrop or whale. The wire mesh figure is covered with reflective blue squares and written messages.
It's fun to be a loser.
No, not.
Try a little harder to be a little better.
One outside painting pays tribute to one of Indiana's most famous characters.
Who's that?
Freddy Fazbear.
Who? Garfield,
who also gets a mention in the 50 Cities book.
What is he like?
Tortellini.
No.
What did he like?
Lasagna.
The Day in Indy list also suggests kissing the bricks at the IMS, but we opt for a more time-efficient choice.
That's for Mommy and Daddy's. All right, on the count of three, blow a kiss to the bricks. One, two, three. Mwah! Good job.
I never realized how many quality art parks Indy has. We hit three on the list, including 100 acres at the Indianapolis Museum of Art.
Here, come here.
The park opened in 2010 and features large-scale installations in a natural setting. Artists from all over the world contributed pieces, including one that really captures children's imagination.
What is that?
I don't know.
I think that's his kneecap. What's this?
His skull!
His skull.
Funky Bones.
Funky Bones, 2010, Plywood and Fiberglass by Altlier van Lieshout, Dutch.
A hike through the woods along the lake leads to the visitor center. The windowed building is a piece of art in itself and gives us a chance to chill out.
Just want to hear the guy that, this is the guy that made this place.
Hi, I'm Max Anderson, the Melvin and Brent Simon director and CEO.
His name's Max. We really only make it to a fraction of the places listed in the 50 Cities book. But we couldn't pass up one mention.
This is the name of the place. Mug and Bun.
We pull up to a true indie institution.
See, he's got a tray on the side. See?
The kids' first drive-in restaurant.
We turn on. Hi.
Classic Indiana Fair.
What do you think about eating in the drive-in?
Better than I thought.
Better than you thought.